It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Well, the rain and showers are back, and there's more in store in the days ahead. But this is nothing compared to what people in California are experiencing, the wettest second half of May on record. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He'll give us more details on this unusual amount of precipitation that's hitting California right now and how it affects us here. First, let's get our forecast, Cliff.
Well, Bellamy, today we have some showers, but it's not going to be heavy except in the Puget Sound convergence zone that will develop this afternoon somewhere between Seattle and Everett, so it'll be much heavier in that little band. Most of us, temperatures will get up into the lower 60s, a few showers, but that's mainly today. It looks like Saturday is going to be the best day of the weekend. I think it'll be partly cloudy. There could be a few showers in the morning, but those will clear up. And temperatures will get up to around 70. So Saturday is actually going to be pretty decent. A little more showers in the mountains, but not too bad. Another weather system, a weak one, moves in on Sunday. This frontal band will move from Oregon into Washington. So I expect, at least in the morning into the early afternoon, some light rain. They should move through by later in the day on Sunday. And temperatures will only be up into the mid-60s at the highest. So definitely Sunday's not as good a day. And then next week, well, we have a few weather systems coming in Monday and Tuesday. So the rain's not over, but none of it's going to be that heavy. And the reason is most of the weather is going into California.
Yeah, and right now, normally the second half of May would be the dry season in California. You've blogged, however, that this is a record wet time for them. What is going on?
Well, we have an extraordinarily unusual weather situation. Normally, as you get into mid to late May, the jet stream is moving north into Alaska, and, you know, we might get a few showers, but California is normally dry, virtually entirely dry. But what's happened is we've had this trough along the West Coast that has sent the jet stream down into central and southern California, and the weather systems, which are invigorated with this, are moving in south of us. So we're getting just the northern edge of the storm, is this light precipitation as weak frontal bands go through. But in California, they're getting the primo stuff, and the amounts they're getting are jaw-dropping. We're talking about places like San Francisco getting 2 inches or so. But in the mountains, the coastal mountains of the Sierra Nevada, some locations are getting, you know, 6 to 9 inches of water. That's huge for a place that's normally totally dry this time of the year. Maybe even more impressive, you go to the high Sierra Nevada, some locations are going to get 2 to 3 feet of snow. That's a lot. So we're seeing absolutely record-breaking precipitation down there in California. And looking at the latest models, it's not going away.
And so that means no drought this summer?
Well, the drought is over in California. In fact, the official U.S. drought monitor has taken drought completely away. California now has their reservoirs completely full, not only above normal, but they are full. Soil moisture is very moist. The streams are way above normal. So, you know, drought is over there in California. The only issue they have is their groundwater is less than normal because they've mined it for the last several decades. That'll take a while to adjust. But in terms of how much water they have available, it's huge, and they're in very, very good shape.
What about the fire season and how this affects that?
Well, that's a big issue. The rain is heavy in Northern California, also in Southern Oregon, by the way. And so what this is going to do is push the fire season off. Now, eventually it's going to dry out there and the grasses and vegetation will dry out. You know, normally they're really drying out by this time of the year, but it's not. Things are staying moist. So considering the rain will continue at least another week or so down there, I mean, I'd expect the fire season to be pushed off weeks into the future, or maybe even a month further out. So that's going to delay the fire season down there. It'll eventually come, but this is going to slow it down. That's good news for us because You know, during the last 2 years, a major source of the smoke for us early in the season were fires in southern Oregon and northern California. And that is going to be pushed off in time. That's only a benefit for us, delaying the smoke coming in during the early to mid part of the summer.
And what about our reservoirs right now? How are we doing in terms of, you know, concern about drought?
Well, we're actually in very good shape. And one thing that helped was the heavy rain in April and now the rain now. Seattle's reservoir levels are really quite good. They're above normal right now. And the Yakima River Basin, the levels for those multiple reservoirs are now just a little bit below normal and going up rapidly. So I think we're in pretty good shape in Washington State for the reservoirs that'll supply drinking water this summer.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.